meat, assault weapons moniker, a myth created by Democrats. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 12, 2020. On the 20-year anniversary of the signing of the 1994 federal assault weapons ban, the New York Times published an analytical column explaining that the assault weapons moniker was part of a myth created by Democrats. The very title of the NEAT column stated things succinctly by referencing the assault weapon myth. The NEAT explains that the myth is two-pronged. The first prong is the suggestion that big, scary military rifles are a central component of gun homicides in America each year. The NEAT explains that this is simply not so, that the vast majority of firearm-related homicides are carried out with handguns. FBI stats bolster the NEAT's point. For example, on September 26, 2018, Breitbart News reported FBI numbers showing that four times as many people were stabbed to death as were shot and killed with rifles of any kind. And on October 1, 2019, Breitbart News reported FBI stats showing more people were killed with hammers and clubs in 2018 than were shot and killed with rifles of any kind. The NEAT's second point in substantiating their myth claim is to stress that the very term assault weapon is a political construct, a name given to a category of guns for purposes of creating something the Democrats could ban as a way of looking tough on crime. The NEAT calls it a politically defined category of guns, explicitly noting Democrats created and then banned a category of guns they called assault weapons. On March 10, 2020, Breitbart News reported Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden's confirmation that he is, in fact, determined to ban guns that fall under the categorization of assault weapon. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.